as the arrest of Mr. Lazaro became public, it was noted there were several other items that had been growing in controversy. And in order to maintain or regain trust in the Republican Party, both from voters and those who would think about running for office, we needed an audit. We needed release of NDAs. We needed to find all the money that had come from Lazaro in any form, send it to places that support survivors of sex trafficking. And Chair Carnahan, as of Friday, had not agreed to the audit and full financial transparency, had not agreed to release the NDAs. And so I wanted the executive committee to know that they had support for those actions, up to and including her stepping down, because as chair, she has a responsibility to the party to make sure it is well run, to make sure that it is transparent, to make sure that it is trustworthy. And I didn't think that she was putting the party first at that point.
Obviously, after last night's meeting, some of those things have been addressed, although Chair Carnahan has refused to step down up to this point so far. I know that one of her responses was that she should not be held accountable for the actions of others. Just wanted to get your thoughts on that particular defense from Chair Carnahan.
This isn't about her being held responsible for the actions of others. This is about her being held responsible. She resisted the audit. She resisted the NDA disclosures. She is resisting the transparency that is necessary to regain faith in the party.
In terms of what this means for the party, because obviously this is something that's garnering a lot of publicity, a lot of negative publicity, what do you think this means for the party in the short term?
In order for donors, in order for party advocates, in order for candidates to move forward with this party, I think Jennifer Carnahan needs to step aside for the good of the party, for the good of those people who would run under a Republican banner, and importantly for herself. There is a path for her if she steps away from this to work on making sure she leaves the party in the best position it can be in, given everything that's gone on.
I know one of the first things that Chair Carnahan was saying is that this was sort of a political hit job in terms of the people that were dissatisfied with her being reelected. What would you say to that about political motivation, even from people who are Republicans and, you know, part of the same party?
I took no position in the chair's race when Senator Curran was running against Chair Carnahan. I didn't take a position. To me, this all emerged as we became aware of her relationship. And the way to cure that problem, the way to resolve any question about the relationship, is to open up the books, release the NDAs, and then as we find out more, the college Republicans had raised issues of sexual harassment and assault, and those need to be brought out into the sunlight so that we can be clear as to what the story is there. So the more that emerges, the more there is a need for transparency. We need a chair who is dedicated to that transparency.